Feeling fully alive isn't about escaping stress. It's about meaningful engagement with the world around us. In Everyday Vitality, psychiatrist Samantha Boardman challenges the conventional wisdom that looking inward is the path to well-being. Instead, she reveals how true vitality, that positive feeling of aliveness and energy, comes from connecting with others, embracing challenges, and contributing beyond ourselves. While celebrities like Gwyneth Paltrow praise the book's practical approach, what makes it truly revolutionary is its rejection of quick fixes and wellness culture in favor of evidence-based strategies anyone can implement. Drawing from both traditional psychiatry and positive psychology, Boardman offers a refreshing perspective. Perhaps the path to feeling better isn't through self-focus, but through outward engagement. What if the secret to vitality isn't found in retreat from life's demands, but in more meaningful participation in them? It's not the mountains ahead that wear you out, but the pebble in your shoe. These everyday annoyances, missed deadlines, traffic jams, spilled coffee, collectively drain our vitality more than major life events. Research shows these micro-stressors predict health outcomes better than significant traumas, accounting for up to 40% of stress-related health issues. When these pebbles accumulate, they create persistent frustration, leading to anxiety and depression. Under stress, we become irritable, withdraw socially, sleep poorly, and make worse decisions. Consider Bella, a 29-year-old marketing executive who felt frazzled despite enjoying her job. The combined weight of her long commute, demanding boss, sick pet, and relationship troubles culminated in a breakdown at the DMV over an expired driver's license. When overwhelmed, our instinct is to withdraw, a response that served our ancestors well but is counterproductive today. Vitality comes from looking outward, considering others' needs, embracing discomfort, and building supportive relationships. The solution isn't eliminating all stressors, but fortifying ourselves by aligning actions with our deepest values. Many of us live as soon as lives, postponing what matters while checking boxes on endless to-do lists. When asked how they feel, people across demographics most commonly respond with tired, stressed, and bored, the antithesis of vitality. Constant connectivity creates perpetual partial attention, leaving us neither fully present nor disconnected. When depleted, we seek quick fixes that backfire. Screen time and social media scrolling, despite seeming restorative, actually decrease vitality and leave us emptier, creating a cycle of depletion and artificial stimulation that erodes natural energy. What truly builds vitality are meaningful engagements, good conversations, helping others, physical activity, and intellectual stimulation. Even brief periods of genuine connection can shift our energy. When patients compare time spent against their top values, many are shocked by the disconnect. The more they align actions with values, the less bothered they are by challenges. Despite popular belief, well-being doesn't begin in the mind. We are ultimately what we do. While big R resilience helps us bounce back from major traumas, little R resilience is crucial for daily hassles. Velcro types let every stressor stick to them, potentially causing health problems, while Teflon people let daily stressors slide off during challenges. Building resilience requires satisfying three psychological needs: autonomy, controlling your choices, competence, being effective in actions, and relatedness, genuine connection to others. My patient Gina transformed from a Velcro personality by improving sleep, joining a jogging group, scheduling friend dates, and setting work boundaries. A Harvard study found stress resilience comes from key activities: time outdoors, meaningful hobbies, regular exercise, quality sleep, good nutrition, and social connections. People practicing at least four of these reported 60% better stress management. Everyday well-being extends beyond thoughts. It's rooted in concrete activities that foster growth and build positive resources. Those who engage in these resilience-building activities are three times more likely to handle future challenges effectively. Most people seeking therapy want change but resist changing themselves, clinging to, I am who I am. This fixed mindset limits growth as we become attached to rigid self-definitions like, I'm not a relationship guy, or I'm not a morning person, followed by the defensive, it's just who I am. These aren't immutable truths, but beliefs formed through habits and experiences. Pete overcame terminal uniqueness, the belief his substance abuse was uniquely challenging after years of failed recovery attempts. By accepting commonality with others, he found both humility and hope, achieving 2 years of sobriety. Similarly, Beatrice defied her psychiatrist's pessimistic borderline personality disorder prognosis. 5 years later, she had built a successful business and started a family, crediting therapy with her transformation. Making multiple changes simultaneously often proves more effective than tackling one issue at a time. Research shows people working concurrently on sleep, exercise, relationships, mindfulness, and diet improve across all areas, creating an upward spiral of success. The key is challenging fundamental assumptions about who we are and what we're capable of. We experience stress because we care about our commitments. As poet David White notes, sincere engagement inevitably brings hurt and frustration. The real reward isn't achieving goals, but pursuing them. Jonathan Haidt explains that most pleasure comes from the journey, not the destination. When facing public speaking anxiety, I reject just be yourself advice. Instead, I channel Barbara Walters, writing BW on my notes to adopt her confident demeanor. Similarly, a patient with performance anxiety reframed his physical symptoms by thinking like Bruce Springsteen, who experiences the same physiological responses but interprets them as excitement rather than fear. Research shows children who pretend to be hardworking characters like Batman show greater persistence with challenging tasks than those focused on themselves. Adults similarly benefit from emotional exemplars, like adopting Rudolph Abel's calm, would it help attitude when anxious. This isn't mere imitation, but self-broadening that helps access qualities when our resources feel depleted. Breaking free from rigid narratives enables growth, as when I tried trapeze despite thinking trapeze is not me. The path to vitality often lies in embracing productive discomfort rather than avoiding it. The wellness industry misleadingly frames mental health as solely an individual's responsibility. In reality, social relationships aren't optional. They're fundamental to well-being. Studies show people pursuing social engagement experience more positive life changes than those focused on personal gain. Despite nearly half of Americans experiencing time famine, giving time away paradoxically makes us feel like we have more of it. When we help others, we feel less overwhelmed while gaining better relationships, greater confidence, stronger immune systems, and reduced depression. The overused airplane oxygen mask metaphor often wrongly justifies self-prioritization. While self-care matters, humans naturally incline toward contribution. Even toddlers instinctively help others, finding it as enjoyable as helping themselves. 20 years of psychiatric practice shows people can change, and transformation rarely comes from dwelling on the past. True flourishing happens when we turn away from the mirror and look out the window, connecting with others and contributing beyond ourselves. In our self-care-obsessed culture, perhaps the most revolutionary act is caring for something greater than yourself.